The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Wikipedia, their future may be in doubt, apparently. And AI partly to blame. Ciara O'Brien, business and tech journalist with the Irish Times, is with me. Ciara, what's going on here?
Well, I think it's, as these things come up time and time again, it's yet another thing that AI might kill off, or so the speculation has gone. Because, look, we all know that AI does a great job of summarising information that it can find on the internet. And sometimes some of the information that it can't find, it just makes up. But the problem is that if you are getting AI-generated summaries of articles on Wikipedia, why would you bother going to view Wikipedia yourself? And there's some speculation that this basically threatens the very existence of Wikipedia, and eventually it may be relegated to, I suppose, an also-ran of the internet, something we look back on and think, oh, wasn't that great for a while? Similar to, you might remember, the Encyclopedia Britannica, which Wikipedia effectively replaced.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know what, I know this wasn't online, but Encarta 95. That's the OG for me now, Encarta 95.
I found an old copy of that. I think it was on a CD when I was doing a clear out of all the junk, the tech junk that I have. And it was like a walk down memory lane. I don't know if there's anything that it would actually run on now. And that's one of the problems with new technology. As we move through different formats, there's no guarantee that what we have stuff on now will be able to run in years to come. So, you know, having something like Wikipedia online that was instantly accessible, you know, that was a game changer for a lot of people. And it's hard to kind of remember time when Wikipedia wasn't around, but it's only been in existence for just over 20 years. I think it was 2001 when it was founded. And it was at the start, in its earliest, maybe the first 10 years of its life, it was frequently the butt of people's jokes because it wasn't always considered as reliable as it is now. But because it has built up so much of a reputation for being a reliable source of information, because it's curated by an army of volunteers, who will first of all create the articles, edit them, and then maintain them with new information as and when it becomes available. You know, it has gained a reputation as a trusted source of information on the internet. And as such, it's made it prime territory for training AI models. You know, kind of a weird kind of cyclical thing. Now, that may be the very thing that ends up killing it off.
So it's kind of weird because it's like, again, let's stick with Encarta. Encarta died a death because nobody used it anymore, whereas Wikipedia might die a death because we're not using it directly, but indirectly, it's still being used. It's kind of a weird
exactly.
one.
Exactly. So if you look at the different sources that large language models use for training their data, the general ones that we would all use, you know, Wikipedia is apparently the largest single source. Now, there's many, many sources, and it only accounts for a small percentage now of the overall content. But that's because there is so much content being pulled into all of these large language models so that we can have a chatbot that will regurgitate information on demand. So it's a very attractive from a user point of view. The idea of having all this information at your fingertips, it's similar to when the search engines started, you know, that you could basically type in a query into a search engine, it would crawl the web. It wasn't always a popular thing to have your content crawled by a search engine because it didn't necessarily mean that, you know, you were going to get any extra traffic from it. You know,
okay.
And in the same way, like, this is now what we're at with AI, in that, you know, there is some versions of AI where you can put in something, it will pull information from different sources on the internet. It might tell you where it's come from. You know, that's one of the developments that we've seen, you know, in the last couple of years, that it will actually credit Wikipedia or will credit the original source of the information. But that doesn't mean you're going to click through to it. I mean, why would you, if you've got the summary right in front of you, why are you going to go read, you know, a lengthy Wikipedia article or a lengthy news article? And this is, it's not just Wikipedia that's being threatened by AI, because this is going to be a problem for websites all over the place that rely on traffic. And if Wikipedia's traffic dies off because people are just reading the AI generated summaries on a search engine somewhere, they're not going to be able to attract new editors. And the editors are the people who maintain this vast database of knowledge. And they've decided that maybe getting some younger editors involved might actually help.
Do you know what the internal code name was for Encarta 95 in Microsoft?
I actually don't. I'm hoping it's funny though.
Gandalf. Do you know how I know that?
How?
Because I looked it up on Wikipedia while we were talking. Kira.
There you go. See, Wikipedia, fantastic source of information.
Amazing. As is the Irish Times. Kira, thank you for joining us. Kira O'Brien, business and tech journalist with the Irish Times.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.